As expected, via a strong video announcement, former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, who served in Congress from 2001 to 2015 and rose to chair the House Intelligence Committee, officially declared his U.S. Senate candidacy. The Rogers entry gives the Republicans a top-tier candidate before a Michigan electorate that has trended against the GOP in the last two elections. Polling suggests the favored Democratic candidate, U.S. Representative Alyssa Slotkin, who represents the same Michigan congressional district as did Mr. Rogers, would have only a small lead to start the campaign. Research America conducted a survey for Metro News West Virginia that was presented at the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce meeting just before the Labor Day break commenced. The results again find Republican Governor Jim Justice holding a healthy lead over Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin in the Senate ballot test. A majority of 51% favors Governor Justice versus just 38% who would vote to re-elect Senator Manchin. If, however, GOP Congressman Alex Mooney were to defeat the governor in the Republican Senate primary, he would trail Senator Manchin 45-41% in their hypothetical general election pairing. Courts in two different states declared congressional maps illegal and are attempting to force redraws. It remains to be seen if new Alabama and Florida plans will be in place before the 2024 election. Long-awaited special primary election to replace resigned Rhode Island Democratic Representative David Cicilline was conducted on Tuesday, and former Biden and Obama administration official Gabe Amo clinched the crowded Democratic primary with a 32-25-14% victory over former state representative Aaron Regenberg and Pawtucket state senator Sandra Cano. The remaining nine candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Sabina Matos, failed to even reach the 10% threshold. Mr. Amo will be a lock to defeat the Republican winner, military veteran Jerry Leonard Jr., in the November 7th special general election, and upon winning the seat, will be the first person of color to represent Rhode Island in Congress. Republican Celeste Molloy's lead in the special GOP primary election to replace resigning Utah Congressman Chris Stewart has grown as ballots postmarked by Election Day and those arriving from overseas are being received and counted. The latest edition did not include any from Salt Lake County, which is a stronghold for second-place finisher Becky Edwards, a never-Trumper former state representative. The updated count finds Ms. Molloy's lead growing from the original 1,417 votes to 2,431, from a total tabulated turnout of almost 77,000 Republican special primary election voters. It is doubtful there will be enough late votes to overturn this lead, but verification won't happen until all ballots are counted and recorded. Once certified, Ms. Molloy will then face Democratic State Senator Kathleen Reby in the November 21st special general election. The Republican will be favored in the R+23 district, according to the 538 data organization. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.